Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It was incredible. I was talking to some people on the sideline, like, those are the moments you miss the most. Practicing with your guys, make a play, and everybody goes nuts. The whole sideline, the whole defense, there's just nothing better. And those are the best teams. In the middle of June, the last day of minicamp, going crazy over a play, just because you love the game, you love your brothers, you love to make plays. And that's going to translate in the fall. This is a really good group.
We'll hear more specific stuff from JJ about some of the guys on the team. A guy like JJ Watt coming out to watch this defense practice has to really get kind of his sensitivities going about, I'd really like to play with this group right here.
And honestly, sometimes when things are going south on a football team, especially one of the things that sucks is when you've got a really good defensive line but a bad secondary, or vice versa. Because that's when you start, as a group, you might have a really good defensive backfield, but the pass rush just isn't there. And, you know, it's hard for defensive backs not to be like, I covered the guy for 4 seconds before he finally got open, and vice versa. So there's the opposite is when both of those units are good, when the pass rush is good and the defensive backfield is good, you get kind of that synergy where, man, hey, you don't get a sack, but you get a pressure, and there's a real good chance it's going to be an interception. Mm-hmm. So as a defensive lineman, you play a role in that interception. And likewise, some of the guys up front are getting coverage sacks. So as a defensive lineman, you're like, man, if our secondary wasn't that good, there's no way in hell I would have gotten that guy down, because it was like 5 seconds into the snap, into the play. That's really good. And then as far as what JJ was saying there, it's that whole water boy dynamic. You know, when the water boy... when Adam Sandler makes a big play and all of a sudden everybody he's getting the love.
Yeah.
And for the first time in his life, other guys are giving him love and affection and everything. It's a good feeling, man.
Yeah.
So finally, JJ might know that feeling of being accepted by his peers.
That's right.
Yes. Slap hands.
It is an extroverted defense. There's no doubt about it. Like, collectively, this defense, if it were a person, it would be a major extrovert for sure.
Sometimes coaches have to like try to coach energy, and it's hey guys, let's show some excitement out there, and you're like, that's a hard thing to ask for, you know, like asking somebody who's not funny to be funny or something.
Yeah,
and you got to have some natural characters on the team, and they've got their Jalen Petries, their Kamari Lassiters, all those guys that bring a lot of energy.
Yes,
Will Anderson, obviously,
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, there's plenty of Z's, Al Shire, absolutely. Speaking of Will Anderson, J.J. Watt, we mentioned at practice yesterday, did a little session with the media afterwards, was asked about Will Anderson, who J.J. has forged a nice relationship with here in Will's first couple years in the league.
Yeah, I think the best part about Will is that he understands his potential and he wants to do everything possible to achieve it. And not everybody has both of those things together. Some people don't understand how great they could be, and other people aren't willing to work hard enough to accomplish it. Will has both. And it's been really fun to watch him grow and progress, because he is willing to put in all that work and he is willing to make the sacrifices, and he's reaping the rewards because of it. And it also is really nice when you put Danielle Hunter on the other side, because, man, what a combo.
You know, the difference between Will Anderson and a lot of other guys coming out of college who might be kind of raw by pass rusher standards is I get really nervous if a guy comes out of college and he doesn't have really like very good technique or he's not that refined in his pass rushing ability if he's been playing defensive end for 4 years plus high school.
Yeah.
With Will, it was different because he was an off-ball linebacker who did, and when he did play on the defensive line, when he made that transition, it wasn't as a pure edge rusher. It wasn't doing a lot of the things that an NFL rush defensive end is going to do. So he was raw, but it wasn't because he just hadn't worked at it for 4 years. It was because he was brand new. So you take, like, Will Anderson, if you would put him on Nick Bosa's trajectory, and where in college, like for 4 years or however many years he was in college, he was just flat out working at his skill of being a pass rushing defensive end.
Yeah.
He was a lot more polished coming out than Will was, but Will has that same work ethic and that same determination that a guy like Nick Bosa or J.J. Watt has. So that's why and you could see it in his rookie year. Man, he's raw, but God, it's not going to be for a lack of effort or trying that if it doesn't work out for him as a pass rusher.
Well, obviously the enthusiasm's off the charts, but he seems super coachable too. Like anytime you ask Will Anderson, especially in the offseason or in training camp, like the things that you've been working on or the things the coaches have tasked you to work on, he lists them. You know what I mean? Like he ingrains that in his head that these are the things, like, you know, at the top of my rush, I need to get better at being disruptive. What I got to work on my hands. I need some new moves. Yeah. I need things like that. He's really, really good. Danielle Hunter, J.J. Watt mentioned him. Having Danielle Hunter on the other side helps a lot. This was J.J. J.J. Watt had this exact same take on Danielle Hunter when the Texans signed him a year ago. Here is J.J. Watt on Danielle Hunter.
I don't think I saw him take anything to a different level because I've known Danielle's level for a long time, and I think he's been criminally underrated for his entire career. I've been watching Danielle my whole career, and he's been playing at this level for that long. He's a phenomenal player in the run and in the pass. He's got multiple different moves. He's extremely strong, but he also has these finesse agility moves. This is who he's been. I don't know why the world is just kind of starting to figure it out.
Two reasons.
Yeah.
Played in Minnesota, which is off the grid, even though they're a good team. And number two, Danielle Hunter is the opposite of all the look at me guys. Like he is.
Well,
he's a very, very even keeled, almost quiet kind of dude.
Well, and then, you know, JJ would tell you himself, and I mean, he said this before, like he was pretty good at the self-promotion, especially early in his career. And
JJ,
he was
yeah.
into the social media side of things.
Yeah.
So for a guy who's on a non-marquee team to get actually that much attention as a pass rusher or what have you, it usually takes a little bit extra. And so I think part of it too with Danielle, when whoever asks him about, you know, whether he's taken to the next level or anything, I understand where he's coming from in that Danielle had played in read and react style schemes for much of his Minnesota career, where he's not just getting off across the line of scrimmage as aggressively. He's got to kind of read and then rush. And it's hard to really showcase the best version of yourself as a pass rusher when you're in that type of scheme. You know, JJ, if JJ had been in a traditional 3-4, it wouldn't have been the same for JJ. JJ will say this all the time too. Being in Wade Phillips' scheme really helped JJ because Wade knew, like, nope, I'm not going to have this guy sit and just read and react and soak up blocks and everything. I'm going to let him loose.
Yep.
And that's where with Danielle, it's cool to see him in a system where, yes, he's got to get off across the line of scrimmage. This is what Danielle brought up is some of the thing that he and the defensive line are working on. It kind of unleashes a different version of Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think he's still, and it's like a 2-year transition sometimes too. It's like, you know, like when you turn 21, the first time you buy beer, you're just kind of like nervous. Or at least I was.
Yeah.
It took me like a year to not be nervous buying beer. Well, I had my totally legitimate ID. And I was 21 years old going into a convenience store.
Yep.
I kept feeling like the popo was going to be waiting for me in the back.
Yeah.
And as a guy that comes from a read and react scheme, when you get into a scheme where they just want you to let it loose, it takes a while to feel like you're not going to get arrested for underage drinking.
Like you're not getting away with something.
Yeah.
It was
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was funny, too, to hear JJ in that first cut we played with Willie's like, yeah, and it really helps having Danielle Hunter on the other side. And man, this is totally me projecting right now. But I'm like, I wonder if JJ's like, man, who was, I would have really loved to have had a Danielle Hunter on the other side of me when I was playing back in the day. Like, who was, JJ had some good guys that played the other side of him. I don't know that any of them were Danielle Hunter. Like, Connor Barwin was a good player.
Yeah.
He had Whitney Merciless, you know, had a couple good years in there.
As far as edge rushers,
on
the other side.
Guy on the other side, yeah.
Clowney, like, and Merciless for when JJ was here. Because Antonio Smith was more of an interior defensive lineman. He was a good player, but not necessarily. Yeah, you didn't have two perennial Pro Bowl caliber type guys
playing
opposite of each other.
Yeah, I don't think JJ's bitter about it or anything. I just think it's funny you pointed that out. Nick Chubb, first couple mini camp practices as a Houston Texan. Physically, looks good. Here's JJ Watt on the acquisition of Nick Chubb by the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I mean, he's an incredible player. Strong, tough, fast, physical. But then, like you said, the mentality that he has, the way that he works, I mean, it's really tough to see a guy like that leave a great city like Cleveland, because he represents what a Cleveland Brown, like what Cleveland is, a tough, hardworking guy. But hey, Texans will take him, no problem. And really looking forward to seeing how he fits in that backfield between him and Mixon, kind of reuniting some old AFC North boys. It'll be fun.
One of the best things that Chubb said yesterday, we'll play this later in the show, was when he said, I was wondering why the Texans wanted me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, because you hear all these people out of Cleveland say he's got no ego, he's just so humble and everything. And you think, yeah, okay, cool, that makes sense. But then it honestly did kind of shock me for him to say, I was curious, I wondered why the Texans wanted me. I was like, have you seen your highlight reel, man?
Right.
Of course, obviously, yes, the injuries are a concern. You can't avoid it. And yet, man, no matter how good, you guys know this, no matter how good, like when a really, really good player, no matter how banged up or injured he is or anything else like that, you don't expect them to say, I didn't know why they wanted me.
I couldn't believe it when he said that. I'm like, man, this, because we've heard about how humble he is and just how quiet, you know, just how you know, even tempered, almost quiet he is, a little like Danielle Hunter kind of thing. And then when he said that, I was like, holy crap, this guy is humble as hell. Here's the cut that Seth's talking about. I think this is it right here.
Yeah, well, I guess the biggest thing is knowing what this team is about from afar. I've always been a fan of Coach D'Amico, and I know some guys on the team. I know Joe Mixon. I know what he's about, and I watched him from afar on the other sideline plenty of years, and I know how he runs the ball, and I'm about a great group of people.
Okay, that wasn't it, but that's okay. That's okay. Let's play
I took a shot, Sean.
But that was, I mean, that was, I like hearing that too, that he wants to come play for D'Amico. I actually want to ask Nick Caserio about that at 7:15 when he joins us, about the D'Amico effect when it comes to going and signing and finding these guys. Here was Nick Chubb yesterday on when he felt back to his old self.
Probably while I was at home during my offseason training. I had all my numbers that I usually do in offseason, so speed and weights and things like that. So
PRs?
Okay.
P PRs, perhaps?
Yeah, personal records? Yes. No, back to where he was. Now, that doesn't sound like much. Like, okay, big deal. This is what usually people read way too much into weight room strength. Like it's as often as not, the guys who are really strong in the weight room just end up, they're not good football players, and vice versa. There's guys that are trash. Where it really, really does matter is when you're evaluating a guy against what he usually does. There are a lot of times where guys get cleared to play, but they might still, and this drives some of the strength coaches crazy, is that their left leg might still be 25% stronger than their right leg.
Yep.
And yes, they're cleared to play. Yes, they're structurally sound, but they're imbalanced and they're not the same guy. And after an injury like the one that he had, that it's probably likely that last year he didn't have the same weight room strength and everything else, but you throw him back out there, it's kind of nerve wracking because you wonder, like, okay, how's a guy going to, performance issues aside, how's a guy going to protect himself if he's got all these imbalances? So for him to hit all of his normal numbers and everything else on like that on a catastrophic knee injury where he had multiple surgeries to repair it, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
And he was probably he was out there last year on a struggling team, still not 100% physically. The fact that he feels good at this point in the year about his weight room strength and being back to there, it's a good sign.
Yeah.
Sometimes the strength never returns.
Yep.
Sometimes you just, especially after you've had two devastating knee injuries to the same knee.
There's I know people have had questions like, what does Joe Mixon think about this signing? You know, Joe Mixon was the guy last year. I think Joe Mixon is still the starting running back on this team. I think Joe Mixon still gets, if you had to ask me who's going to get the most carries on this team, assuming health, it would be Joe Mixon. It turns out that Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb are very friendly with each other. That Joe Mixon has great admiration for Nick Chubb. They were kind of in that same high school class. I think they came into the league in different drafts, but they were in high school at about the same time, played in all-star games, things like that. Here was Joe Mixon last year on the Greenlight podcast, Chris Long's podcast, and talking about this interview took place right before Nick Chubb was coming back from his catastrophic knee injury of 2023.
Nick Chubb comes back this weekend. Is he just one of the most right? Yes. Is he one of the most universally respected backs? Like, if you just walked into every running back room in the NFL and asked him,
yeah,
is he that guy? I mean,
yeah. Me and Chubb came out of high school together, 2014, man. So I've been knowing Chubb since, you know, back in them high school days, and to obviously one know the type of player that he is. I mean, He's capable of a home run at any time. He's going to wear the defense out. And obviously, I think he's very underappreciated as a running back. But, I mean, I think Cleveland, they're doing everything that they can to stick by him. A person like me can appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that him coming back, I think it's going to be a major difference in our offense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's something that they've been missing. But Chubb is the heart of their team, and you know, I'm just thankful that my man is back doing what he always wanted to do. I mean, I just love that about him, and I'm definitely one of his biggest supporters and rooting for him.
So there you go, Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb.
So
fan.
I would be incredibly surprised if we heard that Joe Mixon felt disgruntled or anything that they brought in Nick Chubb.
I would too.
I think he's going to be, as long as if Nick Chubb can get back to looking like some version of his old self, it makes it easier in a workload sense, but it also makes it better as a running back when, you know, even though they've got some similarities in their style, that they're different enough that defenses have to prepare for two different guys.
Yep.
And they're going to be running, the play calling will be a little bit different for either of those guys, perhaps. So defenses are a little bit on their heels and a little bit uncertain and have to make adjustments, both in the week in preparation, but then also on game day, to be able to face that 1-2 punch.
All right, headlines coming up next. The Astros win last night. We'll hear from Joe Espada in headlines. We will circle back to the Texans. Minicamp is over. NBA Finals last night, and the Knicks are still sniffing around. The New York Knicks are conducting the most inept coaching search I've ever seen in my life. It's weird. So we'll get
It's really, really weird.
We'll get to that coming up next in headlines. Nick Caserio, Texans GM, joins us at 7:15 on the show. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.